Oh! I'm Stephen Barbara, the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me as always, Nikki G is in the building.
Yo.
Oh yeah, almost fucked that up.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Keeping it real, good, you know.
Intro, yeah.
We don't do second takes here in the office. No. This is all you get in the studio.
Jay-Z.
Keep it
out of the booth, first take it.
Yep. Keep it to the right to the point.
Yep.
You want to introduce our guest?
No editing, huh? Right, Donald?
I don't need it. I don't want it.
Do that one try. That's all we
That's
need.
True. Donald doesn't seem like he uses a lot of takes.
That's the big leagues.
Yeah, and you know we're trying to get to that, so we're following in your steps there.
We don't got time for two tries either.
You can do better than that.
That's right. We're not taking tweets down. You know what I'm saying?
Not removing shit.
Alrighty. Well,
shut your mouth before you get the fist. That's what he said, right?
This is our recap week.
Recap week.
Yeah.
About halfway through the NFL season.
Yeah.
Fantasy wise, a little past half, except for if you count the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah, except for playoffs, this is the time to make the push.
This is time to push mud catfish.
Time to push mud catfish. That's right.
Yep.
Bigger and better and stronger.
He's right about that. I tell you one thing. How's your season looking?
I hope you're addressing the listeners because mine, not good.
Not good.
I believe that's how that goes.
Lost my last three.
Not good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
At least you got some wins, though.
I got some wins. Looking good for possibly making it into the playoffs, though. So
you're looking great compared to how I'm looking. So
head up, champ.
Head up.
Remember, head up.
No problem.
So you know, going forth, you got to make the big push.
Big push time.
Really?
Yeah.
Cash in.
That's the one thing about being last all season is you get lots of good waiver wire pickups, so.
That's true.
Yeah, you can.
Make sure you cash in on that.
Try to win a few games here in garbage time.
Got a bunch of good.
Screw some people over.
Yeah, right? Bunch of good, good waiver wire pickups this week.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the one fun thing about having a shitty team is you get the good waiver wire.
Yeah, you get the good waiver wire.
That's a win every week.
Every week. At least you're making a right move. One right move every week. Alrighty. I'm excited. You know, this is it. You got to gotta win some games now if you want to try and make the playoffs and win some money. Yeah. And
depending where you are, some people might be sitting good.
Yeah, the guy in our league, 7-1, pretty impressive.
But for those who it really counts, now is the time.
Yep. So it's exciting, you know. There's a lot of good waiver wire pickups out there, and there's a lot of injuries this week and a lot of other stuff's happening.
Yeah,
the trade deadline.
Big injuries this week.
Big injuries.
Yeah. It's kind of shitty, really.
As well as some crazy high scorers that, honestly, I haven't seen. Didn't see. I don't think I could have predicted, Drew Brees
and
Eli
having a 50 each or whatever.
Having a gunsling show.
Yeah. I guess it was sort of the perfect storm set up for that, and it just happened.
Yeah. I didn't get to see it really. So
no, I didn't watch much of it either. I didn't really have any players.
Any interest in that?
Unfortunately, I thought Benjamin Watson was a fluke. Oh.
Yeah, Benjamin Watson. That's somebody. If you don't have, I think you should get.
He's got to be owned in most leagues by now.
I don't think that he is.
Jeez. Yeah, well, I mean, we were talking about him a couple weeks ago on the waiver wire. I just thought that I had somebody better, and I think I was wrong.
I wanted to use that.
Perfect timing. That pretty much sums up my year.
He is owned in the majority of leagues by now.
Yeah, I think it's been a couple weeks in for him now. He's probably swooped up.
Established.
Yeah.
How about, speaking of tight ends?
Vernon Davis. This is the early tip on him because, Denver just acquired him and their tight end game has been struggling, but he's a good athlete, man.
You think he goes in and... takes the one spot right away over Owen Daniels?
Oh, yeah.
A shoe-in, he says. I agree.
Clearly.
Cash in on that if you can get him.
Yeah, they're going to plug him in. I mean...
says he's owned in only 52% of ESPN leagues right now, standard. So.
I believe that, and I think that's already gone up about 20% or something just since that trade. So,
yeah.
Because he really didn't do much in San Fran. But in previous years, man, he's put up numbers, so... I like that, at least for a bench stash for now. I probably wouldn't start him this week. But.
Yeah, it'd be hard to justify.
But maybe if you're hurting or buys.
If you're hurting.
I'd put him in, over some people, I suppose.
Yeah, right. What about as far as the scoring leaders,
Tom Brady, I think, is number one, right?
Yeah, overall. Isn't that kind of crazy?
He was, pardon me, I think I need a lozenge, 10th or 11th round, something, Tom Brady,
yeah,
number one scorer.
Penny's on the dime, and he's number one scorer overall. Wow. Edelman had a pretty good week, too, although,
it was ODB that got the majority of all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody on the Saints team just kind of split it.
But, let's see. As far as the position leaders, didn't see Malcolm Floyd, Keenan Allen going down.
Did they both go down, or what do you mean? Keenan Allen went down.
Yeah, so, you see
Floyd step up. So what are we talking here? I'm kind of confused. Are we just doing waiver wires? Are we talking...
I'm talking...
Let's get a direction here so I can follow along a little bit.
Talking the most added in the rankings.
Most added in the rankings.
Yeah, so... For instance... Tom Brady overall ranked number 4 for week 8. And then as far as, most added in the quarterbacks, this is somebody like Carr, Cutler, Tyrod.
Okay. Sure. So, I'm just trying to think of what direction we're taking this in.
Well, do you like them, or do you buy them or sell them?
Who?
As far as, Carr?
He performed pretty well over the last couple weeks. If you need a quarterback, not bad. Good choice if he's available on the waiver wire.
And then what do you think about Tyrod Taylor coming back?
Starting him this weekend. Good choice if you got another guy on a bye like I do.
Only owned in 50% of leagues there.
I like him this weekend.
You think Ben continues to roll?
He's a top 5 quarterback from here on out.
Nice. And on that same Pittsburgh tip, you like Heath Miller?
I like Heath Miller this weekend. I think he's a good starting tight end option. The Raiders are bad against the tight end. Heath put up 100 yards last week, and he and Ben obviously have a rapport that wasn't there with any of the backup quarterbacks. He's the clear-cut third-down option, and I think he gets good work this weekend. And I will possibly be swooping him up to start this weekend because my tight end situation is shaky at best still.
Yeah, I like him for a tight end. He's got a lot of potential this week. That same instance of quarterbacks,
Blaine Gephardt.
Don't like it.
Garbage.
I wouldn't start any 49er.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm about to drop Hyde. I picked up, they signed Pierre Pierce. I'm hurting for running back, so I went and got him.
Pierre Thomas.
Pierre Thomas, yeah.
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 Enjoy that.
Hopefully that'll get me 4 points. That's more than Hyde will get, so.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you got Jeremy Langford, D'Angelo Williams. Here's somebody. What do you think about that? Antonio Andrews.
I don't like it. I don't like anybody on Tennessee's backfield. I don't see why this guy's going to do anything.
I think it's because they think he's going to get like 20 touches a game.
Averaging 3 yards a carry.
I'll be surprised if that happens. That's all I can say. I give him 4 points.
Like Josh scooped him up right away last week, so.
What did he do?
I think he had 10.
That's better than I would have expected.
Yeah. What about Denver, Ronnie Hillman, and the CJ Anderson?
I think Anderson looks better, but who knows? I wouldn't. I mean, if you really need a running back, I guess one of them is probably going to be a serviceable start, but I don't look to either to, if I then want to feel good about my running back situation, I would much rather have a number one running back or even somebody like Deion Lewis that is basically the number one.
Proven,
but LeBlunt will come in a little bit. Like that's even the same situation in Cincinnati with Hill and Bernard. It's hard to choose which one you want. So that makes me like it overall less. I know that that's sort of the thought on that Andrews, that he's the clear number one, but my thought is that, okay, so that's what everybody said about Skanky at the beginning of the season. Well, he's the number one back there. Where is he now?
Yeah, I don't really think he did anything so far.
That's what I was saying week one in preseason.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll use
McCusker over there.
Obviously, yeah, nobody's done anything there because they're playing this Anthony Andrews guy. Right?
Right.
Like, otherwise, they wouldn't be playing him. So, I sell that all the way.
So, what do you think about Stevie Johnson? Do you think he steps up into the number one spot with Keenan Allen going down?
It's between him and Floyd, but I like both of them. And, you know, Stevie Johnson's been around a little while, so.
I had him at the beginning of the season, let him go.
Yeah. I mean, I remember him with, what, the Niners for a couple years,
yep,
and Buffalo for a couple years before that. So, he's definitely got some experience. See how much the age really affects him, I guess. I don't know exactly how old he is, but, yeah, good ad. I don't know if I'd be starting him this week unless I really needed a receiver. Maybe a good flex play.
Yeah, not a...
I'd say a good flex play.
Let's see. Now, the Ravens are on a bye, but what do you think about Kumar Allen?
Boy. I mean, I suppose he'll get increased work there since Steve Smith is out again, but I don't feel like he did a ton except for maybe the one week or so.
Yeah, the one really good week, and that's about it.
I guess I'm just sort of selling the Ravens this year, as much as I'm a Harbaugh family fan.
So here's a guy I'm kind of up on, Robert Woods.
Ah, old Big Bob Wood.
Bob Wood. I'm not really sure what's going to happen with Sammy Watkins and all that, but as of right now,
Woods might be the only wide receiver there this week.
Yeah, Woods has been getting the number one reps. So
what's the other guy? Chris Hogan?
I'm not even entirely sure.
I'm pretty sure Chris Hogan is the other receiver over there. Yeah, those two guys with Harvin and Watkins down. But, yeah, I think Woods
Yeah, Watkins is still listed as limited practice, so that doesn't even sound good. But, you know, it's questionable with all that crap. Michael Floyd's still available in our league.
And in a decent amount of leagues. Double digits in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's certainly somebody to consider.
On a bye this week, though, right?
Yeah,
so,
yep.
Not very relevant
not pertinent.
In this episode.
Not pertinent.
Unless you got room on your bench and he's available. No, you know, good stash.
Somebody I got up. I picked up and I'm going to play, LaFell. I was able to get him early.
Got a lot of targets. He's seen a lot of targets over these 2 weeks he's played, right?
Yep. Yeah. Just still not catching them, but I need somebody to show up playing the...
Needs to work on his ball handling.
Yep. Let's see.
Look at his hands on him.
How did Bryant do last week?
Grip him. I don't think he did too much.
He didn't do anything. No surprise.
But I think that's to be expected until Romo's back.
And then Ted Ginn, here's a guy that I've kind of been up on that
if he can get his shit together and stop and start catching some balls, he's got potential.
But, you know, when you're dropping 50-yard passes,
it's tough. I don't know if I feel that as strongly as you do about him. I mean, he's been in the league for 10 years. I think we sort of know what we get with Ted Ginn. There's possibilities some weeks, but... It's that Carolina offense that, you know, a lot of it's going to go to Greg Olsen.
Yep.
Cam is also going to, I mean, run for about a touchdown every other game, it looks like. So that takes it away. And, you know, he's looking for the run, too. So I worry about receivers from quarterbacks like that playing them in fantasy. But, yeah, again, if you need a receiver, I think he's a good watch.
He's got
the number one over there now.
Yeah.
With everybody else out, except for Olsen, of course. But, yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be, like, a top wide receiver.
He's never
going to
be a stud, no.
He's, yeah, maybe a good waiver target if you need a flex.
And then, let's see, still up on the Atlanta defense here. They're playing the 49ers this week.
Well, it's the 49ers, yes. In general, I'm down on Atlanta, though. I think they are not as good as they showed or as they looked the first five games. You know what? Lost a couple in a row now, haven't they?
Yeah, they lost to Tampa Bay, right?
In overtime,
right? So, but yeah, no, I'm totally with you on the Niners thing. I mean, the Niners are terrible, man.
Yeah,
going with Blaine.
Blaine Gephardt.
Blake Blaine, Blair Gephardt, Gabbert.
Although Blaine's a pretty good name.
That, sure. It's a name, I guess.
Let's see. You got Langford? Are you playing him this week?
I'm still deciding. You know, it's kind of tough to decide between your waiver wire pickups which one to play, yeah. But it's looking like... Langford or Diggs?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got Diggs, and Diggs should be owned in all leagues.
Yeah.
He's the fucking man.
Yeah, he was inactive those first 4 or 5 weeks or six or whatever, and now he's just exploded, so
yeah.
Hopefully you got him.
Hopefully nobody drafted Kaepernick. They didn't drop him.
Man.
Let's see. It's basically for me down to Carr and Mariota, and then I... Threw Cutler in the mix. I also like Hoyer just because that's all that the Houston can seem to do is pass the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards...
Those are some viable quarterback options.
Carr and... I wanted to throw Bortles in that list, but it's hard for me to pick a Jaguar.
Yeah.
So it's basically down to Carr and Mariota. Mariota should be noted that he's still listed as injured, so got to make sure he's actually going to play before you try and pick him up.
Sure.
And then, that's not what I wanted. There we go. Okay, yeah. Running backs didn't really do too much. Were you surprised by C.J. Anderson? college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all.
How many people started him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
10% of leagues or something.
Same with Hellman. So it seems like they finally get their running backs going against Green Bay, which didn't even look like they showed up to that game. It was kind of
Green Bay looked awful.
A letdown for me.
Eddie Lacy's still eating cake.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a bad week. You know what? Devontae Freeman, what did he get? 12. Shane Vereen, you know, he got 12.
Pretty ugly week.
That's for running backs. Your top running backs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ugly, you know, Todd Gurley with 20.
Yeah, of course, that's who my opponent had.
Yeah, that's pretty early, you know.
Wow, really? So CJ was one of the top running backs with 16 or 17.
Yeah, so
it's kind of a crazy week there. And then the wide receiver is pretty good. You know, you got Julio up there. And
what did Deion Lewis score last week? He scored 16 or something, didn't he? Yeah, there he is.
Deion
up
Lewis
there.
Is
okay.
Up there, yeah. Number 4.
Yeah. 16. Yeah, Deion Lewis, they're saying
the best overall waiver wire pickup. Boy, well, I got him and Devontae on the waiver wire.
I've got
all the good waiver wire picks so far.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If we have any listeners, they're probably like, we don't care about your team. Right? Isn't that what they say? Nobody cares about anyone else's fantasy football team. Just want the goods.
They want to see what's down here.
Doug Martin. How about Doug Martin? He's gone over 100 yards in the last 3 games.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. He's really top 5 probably overall, huh?
At least pretty close. Man, I was thinking about that too. Like, if you looked at your top 5 running backs right now and compared them to what the top 5 running backs were thought to be in the beginning of the season, that'd be sort of wild.
Freeman, Ingram, Martin, Forte, and Ivory. So I mean, I saw one of those.
Ingram, maybe, and maybe Forte.
I saw Ivory.
Really?
That's the only one I saw. Yeah, and that's number 5. So
yeah, that's ESPN standard league stats. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, same thing with quarterbacks. I mean,
you would have thought Eddie Lacy, Le'Veon Bell missed 2 games. So,
still,
but I
still,
mean,
you know,
yeah, C.J. Anderson, Hill,
Marshawn Lynch, and Hill. Everybody thought Hill and
Eddie Lacy for sure.
Yeah, I did
LeSean McCoy,
DeMarco and Murray. Like.
What's really good? Where is Murray even at this
right?
year?
You know? Jamal Charles would be up there if he hadn't gotten hurt.
Yeah.
He was like, until his injury, he was really performing pretty well. But, yeah, to think about that, and even quarterbacks, too, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
You know, we could go over all the positions.
Tom Brady lighting it up.
Tom Brady.
183 points. He's.
Really, he was sort of thought
almost
of as,
20 points ahead of Rivers.
He was thought
so.
Of as second tier, I think, coming in almost, or bottom of the first tier after it was looking like Rodgers and Luck. Russell Wilson was QB3 in a lot of drafts, I think.
Yeah, I mean, who drafted Palmer?
Not a lot. No.
You know, he's number 3, and look at Dalton and Eli, you know. Did we think they would really be in the top 5 halfway through the season?
And it should be noted that Eli's numbers have greatly benefited from that last week where he put up 50, right? Because you do that, and
that 90, and he's not even in the top 10.
Right, that boosts your average like 5-6 points a week just when it happens at this point. So while he has done pretty well, like, I mean, Eli has been a solid quarterback. That one game really gave him a big boost.
Here's Alex Smith, you know, in the top 10.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't see that. You know, Russell Wilson not in the top 10. I wouldn't have never seen that at all.
Cam Newton sitting pretty solid at about number 8.
Yeah.
Right below Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers was a very high draft.
Yeah.
kind of crazy to see Rodgers that low. And then, right. You know, the defenses. Some of these, you know, have been pretty spot on.
Broncos
all season. Broncos, Cardinals much all season.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Rams,
I think, was
Rams, we
can
put
the
them on that list.
And Panthers.
And Panthers,
everybody sort
yeah.
of knew. So that's like the one thing that's about what we thought it would be, at least for the
but
top.
The Broncos, 40 points over the next team, which is the Cardinals.
The Broncos have only scored, what, they only scored less than 20 twice now?
Wow.
At least in our scoring, which we do have some changes from standard. So, but either way, that means they're putting up huge numbers.
Huge numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
Oh. The Peanut Gallery chimes in.
Ladies.
And then as far as, you know, top flex positions, Devontae Freeman.
Yeah,
waiver wire.
Top running back, top flex, obviously, if, you know, it's going to be one
and,
of them.
Yeah, he's got...
He's
got 33 points over Julio Jones.
Right?
That's pretty impressive.
DeAndre Hopkins really, really overperforming. I think, you know, everybody knew he was going to be the number one receiver down there, but nobody was like, oh, he might be like a
top tier.
Yeah. One of the top overall.
You know, and then like a guy like Larry, who we thought was maybe retire.
On the end of his career,
shows up as a top five.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that, you've got Gronk.
Gronk, look.
Odell.
We told you in the beginning, Gronk might be a good number one pick overall.
Yeah.
And that stands up, because if you had drafted Rodgers or Lacy or CJ or any of those guys in your first round,
oh, man.
You'd be wishing you had Gronk right now.
You'd be wishing you had Gronk, yeah.
As I am. I could have drafted Gronk instead of CJ Anderson.
Oh, no.
Right? I would have definitely won some games had I done that. And with no consequence other than C.J. Anderson would be riding someone else's bench.
Yeah. That's really tough. Especially considering somebody like Doug Martin is beast mode and out there. Duggernaut.
The Duggernaut.
Yeah. I'll give it a double bell for that.
The old double bell.
So.
Double bell for the Dugger.
Hopefully... You see the majority of these trends continuing, you think?
The trend being that unpredictability is the trend?
Well, no, I mean, like, do you see Tom Brady, Rivers, Palmer?
The people that have established themselves
continuing? At the top five, you think you see them keep continuing to go? Like, you see Eli Manning continuing to stay in the top five?
No. But that's just... Eli might be the outlier there just because of that huge game
they
just had. Otherwise, I think Eli's top 10.
And then Breeze is listed at number 6, so if you take that away from him, you've got Rodgers and Cam.
Yeah, right.
So
had we done this last week, Rodgers and Cam are probably ahead of Breeze and Eli.
Yeah.
And if we were doing it next week, maybe they flip again. And also...
I guess the real supply is up there. Alex Smith up there.
That is kind of a surprise,
yeah.
Huh?
He's got a rushing touchdown. How about that? 200 yards.
But, yeah, I think Brady continues. I don't see Rivers maintaining this, especially not with losing...
Keenan Allen.
Yeah. I think he's doing a little bit better than should be expected for the rest of the way out. Palmer, as long as he stays healthy, man, I think he's a top five quarterback.
Yeah, as long as he's staying healthy.
Dalton? Yeah. Dalton's...
Look at... Impressive.
He's made it to
Red
the playoffs.
Rocket.
Made it to the playoffs every year, right?
Okay. For running backs, Devontae Freeman?
Yeah, I think it continues. No reason to think that stops.
Jeez, he's got... 58 points over his next ranking opponent there.
Yeah, he's already got like 1,000 yards from scrimmage.
Mark Ingram?
I mean, I don't know if he'll be the number two running back, which I'm actually sort of surprised at that at this point, but I mean, we're looking at the numbers right there. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, what is that? That's by points scored.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's got Mark Ingram's got 10 points over Doug Martin.
That's the most surprising to me, Doug Martin for sure.
Yeah. And I think he's probably going to continue that. He's kind of leading the charge for their team there.
Some of this is really a war of attrition. You know, you, when you look at these guys, you see guys that have been healthy, that have played in all the games, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else has missed some games, even to Marshawn Lynch sitting out for a game and a half or something.
Yeah, let's see. The next is Forte. He'll obviously drop off.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson there, I guess, is what surprises me, that he's not a little higher. But, you know, he's been rushing for good yards. Hasn't been finding the end zone as much as in prior years, I think, is the thing there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say Chris Johnson, and if you take out Bell, you've got Woodhead.
Chris Johnson, how about that?
Yeah. Straight gangster.
Resurrecting his career. Straight gangster. Straight after getting shot. Big friend of the show.
Yeah, right? Wide receiver, I think the big surprise there is Hopkins.
Somewhat surprised and just really satisfaction story, I think. You're like, I'm glad I drafted him if you did.
Yeah.
Like, he has really overperformed.
And then Allen Robinson up there, like, what would be number six?
Hey.
Yeah, you said that from the beginning.
Watch the Jaguars. They're going to start throwing it around. And those two receivers there, both of them. I got the other one rostered.
I mean, I guess you can attribute Antonio Brown's downfall to Big Ben.
Yeah, I mean, those games with Vic were the only games in the last three years that he's gone under five catches and 50 yards.
And Brandon Marshall's right behind that. So.
Big BM.
You know, some people you don't see up there. Calvin Johnson.
Right.
T.Y. Hilton. Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas, that's a big one. Obviously, Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, but that's some injury issues. Maybe even A.J. Green has underperformed a little bit, which you think with a guy like Andy Dalton, who's in the top five, A.J. should be up there a little bit.
Yeah, you think he'd have a chance at that.
A little bit higher, at least.
Yeah, that's kind of... But there's not a lot you can do about that.
I think Edelman has performed nicely as a wide receiver.
He's up there, but I skipped over him. I figure that's kind of the one that we all kind of figured he'd be up there.
Kind of figured, but also we're still like, I think he sort of gets that small white guy tag that it's like, can this guy really do it? And then, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
In the tight end position, we got Rob Gronkowski, no surprise there. My first pick overall.
Yeah, what else can you say?
Barnage. Anybody see that guy?
No, we told you when
claim
to get
him.
Waiver wire,
he's number two. Greg Olsen, no surprise there. I think he was going about three.
Yep.
Tyler Eifert.
Man, I mean, he's only a couple years in, and I don't know. I didn't see him having the season he's having, and he just put up three touchdowns tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Kind of looking like a beast.
Who saw that?
And then Travis Kelce would be number six. So
I thought Kelce would have a better season than he has so far.
He's doing all right.
But
and then follow that up with Benjamin Watson.
Has really been coming on strong. Yeah. Man. Pissed I dropped him.
Yeah, you know, you don't see Graham up there.
Right.
You don't see Witten up there.
And that's because Romo, but...
You don't see Gates up there.
Well, he missed four.
Yeah. Zach Ertz, somebody who was doing pretty good last year.
Sucks.
No
quarterback there. Brad, how about Bradford? We didn't even mention his name.
I'm not surprised.
Not surprised.
We kind of already went over the defense. And
yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kickers, Gronkowski, Tucker, Anus, Hushka, and then Brown. Josh Brown. New York Giants kicker.
Catanzaro's not up there? Oh, man.
He's seventh, I think.
That's by points? Jesus Christ.
Well, he's missing some field goals.
He was just third the other day.
Missing some field goals. That'll,
That can hurt.
You know, I see Gauss continuing that, Tucker continuing that, Anus, Hashka. Yeah. That sounds about right. And, you know, Robbie Gould, you're always up on, so that's somebody to consider if you're ever looking for a kicker.
Oh, yeah, always go with
the Bears. Are always kicking field goals.
Right.
It's good for your kicker. Well, I think that's a pretty good wrap-up of the first 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't have too much else to add.
Yeah, try to get another one out before Sunday, the big show.
Try and get the big show out.
Just say hey since we were gone for a little while.
Yeah, out on a grind. Yeah. Thug Holiday, you know.
Halloween holiday.
Yeah, so.
Try to get back at it, though.
Try to get back in it. Starting to get cold out.
I think I caught some disease from some skank.
Got the Sipagana Hifalurp.
Put me out of the game for a day.
Took him out of the game.
Watch out for
that. Get back on that saddle in no time.
Late night when you can't see too well.
They all look good at that point. Oh, man. Alrighty, well, that's about all I got. I'm Stephen Barbara.
I'm Nicky G.
Signing off.